I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last night, we finally learned who the Yankees' opponent will be in the ALCS. They have to travel to Houston to take on the Astros. Joining us right now to talk about all of it is John Flaherty of the YES Network, former New York Yankee. The John Flaherty Report is brought to you by Stoli Vodka, the official vodka of the Yankees Radio Network. And by a tire discount, Tire Pros.
It's the Flaherty Report with John Flaherty. Somebody's getting pizzayed.
That's right. Somebody is getting pizzayed so we can go out on the golf course an hour from now. John, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, it's actually about a half hour from now to you.
Okay. I'm glad that you cleared that up. Man of many details, John Flaherty. So, John, here we go, man. This is what we've been thinking about for months and months and months. I guess the first question I have for you is, what do you believe Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman, and everybody that's involved in this decision-making process is going to do with the starting rotation? Who are we going to see in games 1, 2, and 3?
Well, I'm going to go with what I would have done in the first round, and I would have pitched Tanaka in game one. So that's what I think that they're going to do here, pitch maybe Tanaka game one, Paxton game two, and Severino game three, but I'm just guessing. That's the way I would line it up. Tanaka's just done it too many times for me. I've seen it too many times where he's pitched big games and does exactly what you expect him to do. So going into Houston, facing Greinke, home field advantage is going to be a huge part of this series. I think you have to throw Tanaka out there in game one and try to take game one on the road.
Yeah, we all feel like that has to happen if they want to get to the next level. And explain to me what Glasnow was doing last night. Did you watch any of it, and how did you see it? And did you see him tipping his pitches?
You know what? I didn't see him tipping his pitches the way that they were swinging. And I think more importantly, you really, as a catcher, pay attention to how guys are taking pitches. It was evident that they had something. And, you know, the Astros have a reputation as being a club that is really good at picking up a pitcher when he's tipping pitches. And obviously they had something. But with all that being said, you still have to go out there and get it done against a guy who throws in the upper 90s. So, they're a tough lineup. You know, they have an attitude about them offensively where they're kind of like bullies. You know, they grind you out just like the Yankees do, and they pick up any advantage that they can. So if a pitcher is tipping, giving anything away, obviously they're a veteran lineup that takes advantage of it.
Give me your assessment of what you saw from Gerrit Cole last night.
As nasty as you can be. I mean, he's a guy that you're hoping to get a mistake, and even when you do get a mistake, it's in the upper 90s and a nasty breaking ball, a few different types of breaking balls, and obviously somebody who's feeling so good about himself in the second half of the year and in the postseason that he's going to be tough to beat. You know, I think I look at this series, obviously Verlander and Cole are the big names, but if you're the Yankees, you got to find a way, not necessarily to beat them. You know, I think, like, let's just say in game two, if Paxton goes out there against Verlander, you know, Paxton's got to hold his own, but it's probably going to be a few relievers that are going to be in that game against Verlander as well. And then you try to take it to the end of the game, the last three innings, and match up against bullpens, which I think is really going to be the advantage for the Yankees in this series. They're going to be the back end of these games. Osuna, their closer, doesn't scare me. I don't think he scares the Yankees. You don't feel like it's an over game once you get to the end of it. So grinding out at bats and getting the pitch count up against Verlander and Cole is going to be a huge part of the series.
Talking to John Flaherty, I guess conventional wisdom would say that Cole and Verlander pitching again in this series because it went five against the Rays is going to help the Yankees in some way, but you still have them back-to-back in 2 and 3 and probably 6 and 7. Does it help the Yankees that they had to pitch again in the ALDS?
Of course. Yeah, sure it does. You know, the coming back on short rest for Verlander was huge. You know, obviously he's going to be on full rest for this series. But, you know, he showed that he's human a little bit. with the way the Rays beat him up on short rest, that he had to throw more pitches. All of that comes into it. But I think when you game plan offensively for this series, the Yankees are going to be thinking in their minds, we're going to get the best Cole, we're going to get the best Verlander, and we got to find a way to beat them at their best. And again, I just mentioned it, it's not necessarily beating up on them. It's getting them out of the game and getting into the bullpen and trying to do some damage against those guys.
Hey, let's face it, going five games with the Rays really does help, because you don't see Verlander and Cole 1-2. That's really where the advantage now comes for the Yankees, especially in game one against Greinke. Do you expect that Hicks and CC would be added to this roster? And if you do, is it Wade and then Voit get taken off the roster, or what do you think happens there?
Well, I think CeCe's a definite. I think he's going to play a factor with some of the left-handers, especially the young kid for Houston. And, you know, Hicks is an interesting situation. I probably would put him on the roster, but more as an extra outfielder role, maybe a Cameron Maben role, where, you know, if you got to put him in for defense late in the game, he plays center guard, he moves to left. I personally still like Wade on this roster. I like his versatility. I like the fact that maybe speed might come into it late in one of these games. I know Cameron Maben has done an unbelievable job, but, you know, Aaron Hicks is an unbelievable defender and a switch hitter. I just worry he hasn't played in so long. So I don't think you can throw him out there in the lineup, but I'd love to have him on this team as an extra player.
The strength against strength is the most intriguing part of this series, and you're not going to see it right away in game one with Greinke going, but with Verlander and Cole against the Yankee lineup, it's going to be amazing to watch. We've talked about how the Yankee staff would attack a lineup like the Twins, and with a lot more breaking balls and fastballs and stuff like that. How are the Astros and Cole and Verlander and Greinke going to attack this Yankee lineup to have success? What will you have your eye on with those strength against strength matchups?
Well, you know, obviously Greinke is diminished from his Cy Young award-winning days, but, you know, he's going to mix and match and change speeds, and he's going to be all about location. The power guys, they're going to do their thing. I mean, they don't necessarily look at a lineup and say, this is how I'm going to dissect it. They kind of look at a lineup and say, you have to prove to me you can beat me with my power stuff. And again, you know, I'm going to go back to it this whole series when we're talking. You know, the Yankees are going to have to find a way to get pitch counts up against Cole and Verlander. You're not going to go out there and string together four hits against those guys. You're going to have to get pitch counts up. You're going to have to hope for mistakes. When you get one, you're going to have to do some damage. But again, it's going to be all about the bullpen guys for the Houston Astros. You know, Verlander and Cole are going to get all the attention, and rightfully so. But I think at the end of these games, if the Yankees can keep it close, they have a huge advantage in the bullpen game.
We saw the same lineup three straight games against the Twins. Do we expect the same kind of lineup? And you know, when we get started here against the Astros,
I would, Boomer. I mean, why not? You know, those guys offensively look like they're feeding off each other. They look like they're all comfortable where they're at in that lineup. I don't see any reason to make a change.
Now, when you talk about the bullpen strength against strength, I guess really, or the strength for the Yankees and not the Astros, it's a check mark for the Yankees. You know, we think about how it's used conventionally, and you think about Ottavino and Britton and Chapman at the end, but what we saw from Aaron Boone in the first series was the mixing and matching. Do you expect that to be the same case in this series, or you expect to see some of the stuff we saw maybe more in the regular season with the Yankees and how they deployed the bullpen?
No, I think he's going to do the same thing that he did against the Twins and you know, put his big boys or bring his big boys in the middle of the game and kind of wait to see how the later innings play out. If the Yankees can break out offensively, things get a little bit easier. But, you know, with the way he did it in the Twins series, Green is going to be a huge part of this because he can give Aaron Boone multiple innings. Those multiple innings might be later on in a game, the seventh or the eighth inning. You know, with Canely and Ottavino and, you know, Britton pitching in the middle innings, I think Green's going to have a huge impact on the series, probably pitching a little bit later than we saw him during the regular year.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks. You got the Yankees winning in six like Gio?
No. No, I have this going to a game seven. I don't see any way that we wouldn't get a game seven out of this. And obviously home field advantage, I think, is going to be huge. Yankees, in my opinion, have to take game one in Houston with Greinke out on the mound. If they do that, I think they win this in seven.
Okay, there you go. And if they don't, he's got the Astros winning in seven. Just, but he doesn't want to say it. He doesn't want to say it, but I'll finish his sentence. All right.
It's going to be a great series. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely, John. We appreciate it. We will talk to you Monday morning. Hit him straight and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye. John Flaherty, the Flaherty Report, brought to you by Stoli Vodka, the official vodka of the Yankees Radio Network, and by Tire Discount Tire Pros. All right, so he's got it going seven. You've got the Astros in seven, Boomer. And Flaherty's got the Yankees in seven, right? I mean, it's fair to say that we can solidify your pick now.
Are you putting words in my mouth?
No. I'm making a logical conclusion from what you said earlier that you were going to reserve your pick until you heard what John Flaherty had to say. Now, he said it's going seven. Now, if I am to connect the dots, and you've been talking so much about Game 7 in Houston and blah, 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 I'm thinking that you're picking the Astros
in seven.
All right,
I will say this. If it goes seven games, the Astros are going to win it.
All right.
That's what I'm going to say.
All right. I got the Yankees in six.
All right. But if it goes seven, the Astros will win.
See, I don't disagree with that. That's why I'm picking the Yankees in six.
That's all I'm saying. If it goes to a game seven.
So you're off the Yankees don't lose again in the postseason thing?
Oh, definitely. After watching last night, man. Jesus. Yeah. I mean, you take a look at the Rays. They scored four runs in three games in Houston.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And like I said, you know, the advantage here for the Yankees is that they had to go five. And Verlander went short rest, and Cole went last night. So that means that they don't see those guys back-to-back at home in games one and two. That is the advantage for the Yankees. And all I can tell you is that when we wake up Sunday morning, and we're getting ready to watch Sam Darnold play against the Cowboys, and I know Sunday night there's a Yankee-Astro game two, the Yankees better be up 1-0.
Yeah, and to have Cole, too, in Yankee Stadium on Tuesday with everybody going nuts, I'd much rather have that than him at home.
They just better win game one.
Yeah, no, I know.
But this may go, it may not get to six, and it may go five for the Astros.
No, let's not get too negative now.
They better get game one. That's all I'm saying. I'm just telling you, they have to win this game.
Here comes Black Cloud Boomer on his way.
Don't say that.
Moving in. Front moving in, barometer's changing, Black Cloud Bloomer. Boomer, woo, here he comes looking up. Oh, is that a raindrop? Oh, there it is. There's the raindrop.
I think my DMV experience has basically led me down this road.
It has now made you lose faith in all things good in this world. All positive things have now been juiced out of you from your DMV experience, your Canadian document, and your rejection.
It wasn't a Canadian document. It's a W-2 for the United States.
Where'd it come from?
From Canada.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports
Network.
If you had
that on the website, don't bring that, then I wouldn't have brought it. I didn't even think about it. Who thinks about things like that?
We've got Jerry coming up next.
True Americans.
Oh. We've got more Yankee tickets in the 9 a.m. hour. We've got the Giants turning point for Giants tickets in the 9 a.m. hour.
Jerry, Eddie, do you admit that I have been in the DMV system for 42 years now?
Yes, you have been.
Yeah. But what the hell do I need anything for?
Yeah, your face is your passport. Mm-hmm. I've heard other people say that.
You know, I went and I did what I was supposed to do, and of course, it didn't work out. I just knew it because I actually took a picture yesterday. Before I started this whole process, it said a disaster waiting to happen.
Hey, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
Turn that frown upside down. Go into a positive experience. Speak it into existence.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.